Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Status Burr Show, streaming live on Ustream.com with extreme difficulty this week. As anyone who's watching will notice, we didn't fix any of the issues we had last week. You can still barely see any of us. It looks all fucked up. I don't know. We're working on it. It's a work in progress. This is still a new environment.
You can't rush art.
Right. We have plenty of time to get this straight. As always, I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, joined with Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey, how's it going?
Andrew Edgren.
Hey, Bromar Gaddafi.
What the fuck are you laughing at over there, anyway?
I keep on getting these fucking text messages from you.
He had that coming.
Yeah, you want to explain what's going on with that?
No, I don't, because this is stupid. One of the things I was thinking about as I was getting these messages the last couple days is, I don't care what happens, I'm not bringing this up on the show, because it's retarded. I kind of got a vibe that you were looking for attention.
No.
You sure?
What if I ever fought for more attention on the show?
You didn't want it to come up on the show?
How would we explain it in a way?
He's right, he's not fighting for attention, otherwise he wouldn't be sitting so far away from the microphone.
Right. It's picking me up all right. Okay, maybe not.
Yeah, what do you...
All right, now you can hear me.
What do you know about it anyway?
I don't know. Not very much.
Well, our producer, not here.
No.
And you know what? I gotta say, I don't know where he is, I don't know what the fuck he's doing, but if you are watching, Ryan, fuck you, you're done. That's it. That's the end. That's it, yeah. It's like with any business you've ever had, we've all worked multiple jobs in our life, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
If you ever had a job where you pulled a no-call, no-show, you're done, right? You're out.
Typically.
I think that's a general rule of thumb for business practice. And that's exactly what Ryan did tonight.
All right, now let me take a step back here. I know there have been some weeks where you'll say that nothing happened, and then he'll be like, oh no, I texted you, and you'll be like, oh yeah, you did. Now, you're sure that didn't happen?
What, you're saying, did I text him?
Did he text you? Did he send you anything at all?
No.
Radio silence.
You want me to look?
Yeah, please.
We may as well make sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I own that at least.
If he sent you something like Sunday, like, yeah, I'm not going to be there, then...
All right.
It'll be on your face.
Well, you see, because he did something annoying last week, is he made it a group message between you, him, and I.
That was strange.
A separate one.
Yeah.
Where there was one that I had, a correspondence I had going with Ryan. And then a separate correspondence he started with the three of us.
Yeah.
So let me go off of just he and I, and we'll start there.
Mm-hmm.
So, the last message I sent to him said, might have to cancel tonight's show. This was at 1 p.m. today. Zach lost his voice.
Might have to cancel.
Correct.
Gotcha.
No response. At 3 p.m., I said, show is still on, apparently.
No response.
No, none. And did you get any kind of response from him ever?
No, I never heard anything.
Yeah. Oh, here it is. Yeah. The last thing he said was last week between he and I, where he wanted us to switch the show to Thursday, I guess, which... Yeah. Look, I'm sorry, Ryan. You were part of the show, and I'm glad you were part of the show, but we're never going to change the show date for you. Like, that's just not going to happen.
Yeah, no.
It just doesn't work that way.
Unfortunately, no.
If Andrew or Zach present this kind of thing, it comes up in a way where, I'm going to have to, we'll have to juggle some things around, possibly. So, what the hell? Morgan just sent me a message that says, F you. What are you pissed about?
Yeah.
What did I do to her? I didn't say anything about her.
Oh, man.
Is she mad that I kicked off Ryan?
Maybe she is.
But you know what's funny is she and I were talking about last week and how we all said this last week that we may like the show a little better without him here.
Ryan.
And she said the same thing. So.
Well, the guy didn't fucking do anything.
No.
And he always makes up excuses.
And when he interjects, it's for something asinine and no one can really hear him. And I'm not entirely convinced the guy isn't a complete fucking imbecile.
Yeah, I miss our little buddy.
Do you? Because
come on back, Gilligan.
You can come back, but you fucking pissed me off this week. You really did. You don't pull that shit.
Yeah, no.
You find some way to let us know if you're not showing up.
Especially if he's at home watching this right now, because that's even worse, because that means he really didn't have anything going on. That he can be sitting there watching this instead of actually being here.
And he should know that if he's not here, I'm not a cruel person. I'm a little upset that he boned us, and I'm being intentionally acidic, and perhaps some of the things I say don't have as much validity to them as I'll make it sound. But still, fuck you. You pissed me off. You boned us. That did happen.
I think caustic is the word you're looking for.
Wait, what?
You said acidic. Caustic would be the word.
No, I meant acidic in the sense that people get mad, and that's an expression that you're spitting acid. That you're throwing acid on something. Like just saying things for the sake of being mean. That's what I meant by acidic.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't need to correct me, Andrew. Shut the fuck up.
What does caustic mean?
The same thing that he just said, only it's proper English.
I think it means shut the fuck up.
I agree.
Yeah. All right, thanks. Okay. Thank
everybody here with an English, if you raise your hand.
I got an English minor.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
I really wish I had an English degree right now.
You should. Yeah, all right. Jerk.
Oh, by the way, that reminds me, Andrew, you know, since you put yourself, you know, since you're interjecting, you got your news ready for this week?
You know what? I pulled the Scharfenberg. That's my bad, but it's going to be after the break anyways, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that gives me a little bit of time, so we'll see.
You know what? This is something I didn't prepare myself for. I was thinking it could go two ways. Either he would have news and he would do it this week, or he didn't, and we could be like, ha ha, you fucking forgot. But he seems to have found a little bit of a loophole. If he can scramble together, throw together some news during the break, then I'll let that slide.
Yeah.
He's still got a chance to make it happen.
That's fair.
Now, did you watch the Fargo finale, anyone?
Yes.
No.
Can we not talk about it? Is that going to make you butthurt if we do?
That will make me a little butthurt, yeah.
Damn. I really wanted to talk about it. I mean, I timed everything out last night perfectly. I, like, ordered a pizza.
Did you?
At 30 minutes at 8:30.
Nice.
Went and picked it up at 8:45, so I got back just in time to be enjoying my delectable pizza right as Fargo started. It worked out great.
What kind of pizza did you get?
I got a small half pepperoni, half plain cheese.
You ordered a small pizza?
Yeah, but there's this Italian restaurant. It's right down the road, like, almost across the street. And they make really good, like, big pizza, like, by-the-slice type pizza. And I like it that way, like, you know, just plain cheese and pepperoni. Yeah, small is enough for me, because they're big slices.
How much was it?
10.80, something like that.
Ooh.
Let me ask you.
It didn't
sting
too much, but it's still expensive for a small
pizza.
For
a small pizza, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
What the fuck is the point of cheese pizza? I had friends who were kids who that was all they ever asked for, and I never understood that. Like, why eat pizza without the toppings?
You know, I'm kind of a, I'm a renaissance man when it comes to pizza. I like anything and everything on pizza. I like deep dish, thin crust, all kinds of toppings, everything. I love it all. But when I eat New York-style pizza, I like either pepperoni or plain cheese.
Yeah.
I don't know why. There's something about the thin, big slices that I just want not a lot of toppings getting in the way.
Yeah,
in fact, a lot of people in New York do that. If you go to places like that, they have pizza by the slice. A lot of the pizzas, will be just pepperoni and plain cheese because they're easy to grab and go.
Absolutely.
And eat. And I like that. It tastes good to me that
way.
But
then if you swing something like Chicago-style, you get a fuckload of topping.
Oh, of course.
That's like a fucking pie.
Yeah. Otherwise, you're just getting, you know, like a lot of bread.
Oh, yeah. Chicago style is like a lasagna on a crust.
Yes, so you need tons of toppings.
Absolutely.
I mean, I like everything.
Yep. No, I wholeheartedly agree with you.
Mushroom, sausage, every meat pretty much is good on pizza. Except, I don't know, I never was a fish guy. I don't even know that anchovies are a thing that exist anymore. Do people still do that? Get that on pizza?
I don't know.
I've had them on a salad before.
Yeah, like pizza. A Caesar salad I've had.
I think of all the times I've ordered like Domino's or Pizza Hut online, I don't think I've ever seen an anchovy option.
For big box pizza chains like Domino's and whatever, big box isn't really, that applies more to grocery stores, but it doesn't matter. Mm. For big chains like that, I don't think any of them have anchovies anymore.
I bet you could ask. Maybe on the phone, be like, hey, you guys do anchovies? They'll probably be like, yeah, sure.
There's got to be some pizzerias in New York and shit that still have anchovies.
I'm sure.
I bet probably every local pizzeria still has those.
Yeah, I would think so, too. Because it's something that's not expensive to keep on hand. You keep them in a can, and they have a shelf life of probably like 12 years. So I can't imagine it's a problem.
Yeah, no.
I love it. What's your favorite kind of pizza, Zach?
Favorite kind?
In fact, if you're listening, anyone, weigh in, what's your favorite kind of pizza? If Scharfenberg were here, I would say, hey, make a Facebook thing that asks, like, what's your favorite kind of pizza? But guess what? He wouldn't fucking do it anyway.
Tweet about it.
Yeah. No, it would never happen.
No, I couldn't get 140 characters out of him if I fucking tried.
Yeah, not a chance. Never.
Ah, shit. I'm going to go Domino's hand-tossed.
Okay, really? We're talking your favorite kind of pizza here? I wasn't talking store. I just meant style.
Oh.
But you really go to Domino's?
That's the one I get all the time because it's the price versus the flavor.
Okay, yeah. I did that too.
Because I dig Pizza Hut, but I'm always like, it's just too fucking, it's like $2 extra.
Domino's has great specials.
It's true.
Domino's beats everybody on price.
They've got some killer prices.
Okay, so you go Domino's hand-tossed.
Hand-tossed, I'd go pepperoni. Pepperoni and mushroom.
Okay. Well, a lot of times they have
1-2 punch.
For the hand-tossed, they have the Monday through Thursday deal where you can get a large,
any
crust, three topping.
For $8.
Yeah, and that's
fucking killer.
Brilliant. Yep. I love that. But I have to say, of all the chains, I think Papa John's really brings it on the quality.
Yeah.
As far as taste is concerned.
I've heard nothing but bad things about Papa John's.
Seriously.
Fucking seriously?
Yeah, man.
Papa John's was like all I ate in college. That shit was... Dude,
it is really good.
Dude, people talk so much shit about
the
Papa
meats
John's.
And the cheese are really good, plus they give you that butter sauce dipping.
I always thought it was good.
Oof, yeah.
I never had a problem with it, but in Denton, everybody I talked to about ordering pizza, like, dude, don't ever fucking order Papa John's. Maybe it's just a bad Papa John's in Denton.
Man, well, I mean, I ordered from that Papa John's many times. I always had a great experience.
I heard about people getting food sickness and shit.
No, I never had a problem.
I don't know.
Andrew, what's your favorite... Well, okay, still, hold on. Stay on Zach for a second. generally speaking, what's your favorite style of pizza? If you want to go regular crust, you know, St. Louis thin crust style, or New York foldable style, like whatever. What's your favorite kind? Your favorite style? Or
dude, I've only
Chicago
had
deep dish.
Yeah,
whatever.
I've only had Chicago style a couple times. I've only had really anything other than normal pizza. I've only had a couple of times, but I have to say Chicago.
Yeah,
it's so good, dude.
See, I
and you
I would
eat
say,
like two slices and you're done for because it's
that
so
is true.
Thick. Like, holy shit.
That's what she said.
That
not
is
funny.
What she said.
I would say that the Chicago for me falls at the bottom of the ladder.
Yeah.
One of my favorite styles. I still like it, but it's not one that I crave as much as other types of
it's
pizza.
It's like eating a casserole. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it. It's a little too much.
I like a crispy thin crust, but you have to eat way more slices.
That's the problem with thin crust.
That's what I was told about St. Louis pizza. They have a really good thin crust style there that I'm a big fan of. Andrew, what about you?
I just like the regular crust, either supreme or pepperoni and jalapeno.
Mm.
Nice, jalapeno.
See, I never had a Chicago-style pizza with jalapeno.
No?
No. Have you?
No.
It's weird to think about.
I'm not a big fan of olives. That's the one topping that always fucks me.
I like both olives. I like green and black olives.
Yeah, that's the one reason I never get supreme, because fucking olives.
Really?
Something about them. My parents both love them, my sister and I. Worst fucking thing.
It's such a subtle flavor, almost. I find that shocking. I would think more people would dislike mushroom or
they could take the
green pepper.
Off the pizza. I don't even know if I'd realize it.
Yeah, same here.
I feel like I always fucking notice.
They're just like little, like they're just salty flavoring. Oh. I don't even know what the taste is per se. Now I had a bunch of story or things last week that I wanted to hit on that we didn't because I don't remember. Why didn't we? I got distracted with something else last
week. You're
talking
about the game that focused solely on Ryan?
Well, I have that also, too.
And all he had to do was answer yes or no questions, and he still didn't fucking show up.
Yeah, he still didn't fucking show up. That's like what? I think this is the fourth week I haven't been able to pull off this fucking game because he's
not
here.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
It's because you gave us a pretty detailed breakdown of your break up, such as it were.
Last week?
Yeah.
Did I?
Yeah.
Wait, what were we talking about? Sorry,
I got like pretty much the entire last half hour of the show last week.
Hold on, I got distracted. What are we talking about?
You and Chiquita Banana doing the splitsville.
That is, that's what it was. That's what distracted me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which last Thursday we reconciled. Twice.
Twice.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Really. Why? What's wrong with that?
I mean, do you see this having a happy ending, man?
Yeah, I think so, actually. Things are looking good right now.
I think I'm the only.
Is she actually your girlfriend yet?
Huh?
Is she actually your girlfriend now?
It's aiming towards that direction, but every time it gets close, I second guess myself, and then I start to get scared because you know what? For a long time, I can't say for 5 years, but as you know, I was in a serious relationship. There's a long time, at least a year or two, where I was legitimately scared, where I felt trapped, where I thought my life is getting boring and I'm settling into this. Domestic lifestyle that is just not for me, that I'm not ready for. It sounds fucking terrible. And I'm really scared now of ending up in that place again.
That's interesting, because last week you were portraying yourself as the victim almost.
Yeah.
She wouldn't get with me, and now you're trying to portray it as like, oh, well, now I don't want that.
No, it's kind of both. I kind of lied last week. I made some stuff up. I wasn't totally honest with you guys. I can't ever really be totally honest.
Asshole. It's his program.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to tell the truth. He wants to make up some shit.
That's true.
What a douchebag.
Well, you know what? You're presented with situations.
And you're lying to us. You're lying to your fucking audience.
Yeah.
Why should we believe anything you say from now on?
I don't know, man. It's up to you. Look, sometimes everyone has to lie in this business. Everyone has to lie in real life. And it's not always for the sake of protecting yourself. It's for the sake of protecting other people. It's like on the Stern Show, Artie Lang used to use this as an example.
Do heroin. It's not an equivocal thing.
It is. But the same kind of thing applies. That he would lie on the air about it because people like his mother or relatives or people who know him could be affected by it negatively. So he would have to make things up sometimes. It's
Did
okay.
Did his mom ever actually listen to him on the radio? He was an asshole around the clock regardless of whether he was on heroin or not.
He was not an asshole around the clock.
You're talking about Artie Lang?
Yeah. Well, you've only heard clips of him where he's an asshole. You haven't listened to hours and hours and hours of Artie like I have. He's a good guy.
I think he's an alright guy.
I would say when I read
yeah,
book,
I wouldn't
I
say
thought,
he's a complete asshole, though.
I also wouldn't say he's a fucking saint.
No, but I didn't get the vibe that he's a complete asshole from his book.
I think if you read his book, then he seems like a really nice guy. Then you listen to any of the fights he's got, and it's like, wow, this dude is just like 100%.
But the reason that those fights, those videos are so popular on Facebook is because those are just individual circumstances of when he really went off the rails, and that was great radio.
But there's like 100 of them. This is not an incident that happened once or twice.
Overall, as a person, do you guys think I'm an asshole, like, in general?
No. AJ does. But
all right. Well, say you take a clip of me screaming at AJ from 2 weeks ago. You saw that, you might say, wow, that guy's a dick.
I don't know. Were you lying about the audience being like, yeah, Kevin, you were absolutely right. Andrew's a dick.
No, that is 100%.
That was 100% true.
That is 100% correct, actually. Yeah,
well, fuck you too, audience.
I'm still wondering why Morgan said F you. And she never messaged me back.
Maybe she's...
Did you actually say F you, or was it fuck
oh,
you?
I think it was something out of the context of the show.
It's probably F you. I think if it had been fuck you, you would have said fuck you.
She messaged me earlier, way earlier tonight to say, I'm in your part of town, LOL. I'm at Sherlock's and Addison. And I said, the part of town where all the cool kids hang out? And she said, yeah, sure. And then I said, where the big boys play? And she said, F you. So I think that's what she was referencing. But this was a long time ago. Like, I sent that at 6:37, and she sent F you at 7:52. We're talking an hour and 20-something minutes later, so...
That's not that long.
No. Yeah, you acted like it was a couple of days.
Well, it's long enough where I didn't think that was good. Now, I had the thing last week about the weirdest things that guys stuck their dick in.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew didn't like it.
No.
And now I don't like it anymore.
We've done like 50 segments about that. Who cares anymore? Dudes have put their cocks in all sorts of weird things. Who cares?
Yeah, you know, we've done a lot of segments about porn. Let's just never talk about that again.
Yeah, because that's the same thing, man. That's totally the same
jerking
thing.
Jerking off just as stupid.
It kind of
there's
is.
There's not 100
thing.
Different ways to talk about porn, but how many different ways can you talk about the dude stuck his dick in a table?
I think there's 100 things you can stick your dick into. Yeah. I'd like to know each and every one of them.
I think we've talked about two things ever that were weird that a guy stuck his dick in, and I had a whole list of like accounts of all the weirdest things, and you shut it down.
Sure. If a dude has sex with a raft and then another dude has sex with the table, is one of those really funnier than the other?
I think so. I think
we should talk about which one.
All, why don't you two just get together, do your own little, you know,
I would say they're all equally significant.
Huh?
I would say they're all equally significant.
You think?
And individual.
I think it's notable that during those segments, looking around, I didn't even really see smiles. It was all totally business. I mean,
I don't even know when was that?
Like 3 weeks ago. Maybe a little bit longer.
Well, I mean, I had the one story about the fucking a picnic table, and the reason that I liked that story is because we all discussed on the show one time the things that would feel the best to stick your dick in, which I thought was a great conversation.
Yeah, I agree.
I would go with a pussy.
That being said, I think fucking a pool float is funnier than fucking a table, but...
Well, I think it's much more reasonable that would feel good.
Yeah.
I mean, inflatable pool toy. Plus, in the pool, I get kind of horny in the pool in general.
Yeah, it happens.
I really do. I mean, especially in the summer when the water's all warm and you're, like, swimming around and you're kind of half naked in a way.
There's all those hot babes that are half naked, too.
I think even if I'm swimming alone in a pool, I could get a boner.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean,
just a random NURB.
Why not?
Yeah.
A what?
A NURB.
NURB.
Yeah, NRB. A no-reason boner.
I've never heard that before.
Never heard that? Oh, come on. We all had them in high school all the fucking time.
Yeah, I never called it a NURB.
It still happens to me all the time.
Where'd you hear that from?
I think Sajak started it.
NURB.
It was Sajak or Kyle. If either of you are listening, please message me and let me know. Are you still getting messages?
Text messages. All of them from Kevin. All of them just this picture.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
You guys really don't want to explain to the audience what that's about.
Nah.
It wouldn't translate.
Yeah, that I really don't care about.
Yeah, you're right. Let's just keep talking about it occasionally.
We've skirted over it twice. That's
sure.
It.
All right.
Did I discuss last week the 20 most annoying habits of 20-something guys according to girls? This I found interesting because, well, maybe I'm biased because I'm a guy, but I would say girls in their 20s do way more obnoxious shit than guys do. What
Can are
we
you
looking
give us
at?
An example?
Your thermostat's at 70, but it feels like it's really fucking hot in here.
It is hot in here. You know why?
Why is that?
Because when you think I'm jerking off and listening to the audio quality, I'm actually judging for audio quality. The last 2 weeks, the noise from the AC coming out has been really loud. I mean, it really plays into the mics. So I chilled it down in here real cold until you guys got here, but the AC will remain off until the break. And after the break, it will remain off as well.
I like that you're proud of yourself that we're recording in basically a sweat box.
I feel like Ace Ventura when he's in the rhino.
It's hot, you know why?
Like my little fan's going to break and I'm going to be peeling off my undies and crawling out the asshole of a rhino. Any second now. So yeah, I was kind of curious to think, what is it that guys do in their 20s that girls find obnoxious?
Yeah, I'm anxious to see.
Especially now that, you know, I'm a little bit older. I'm barely in my fucking 20s anymore. AJ is too. Number 20.
He's older than me.
Not. No, I'm not.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But barely.
He's a little bit older.
Like a couple of months or something. A
couple months.
It's a matter of months.
That,
I know
that's
that.
That's the sixth of the year, man.
When's
that's
your birthday?
August 5th.
When's your birthday?
September 13th.
That's actually farther apart than I thought. No, it's not. It's, well, yeah, that is pretty far. Damn it.
It's like 5 weeks.
But wait, I mean, I'm talking... And this September, how
he's doing
old?
Doing that thing old people do. He's just babbling.
In September, how old do you turn?
29.
An August. Oh, yeah. It is like a matter of weeks.
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe. Wait,
it's a month and some change.
I know your mind wanders in your old age.
Oh, my God. I'm going to fucking kill this prick. I swear to God. And I'm not talking about AJ.
It's Ryan.
That letter. Yeah. Read this message that we just got. AJ, will you take this and point it at the camera so that our audience can see what this ass wipe just said to us?
Are you fucking kidding me? Show's on.
Question mark.
It's 8:10.
Yeah, what the fuck do you think?
Sometimes I call into work at like 9:30 and say, oh, by the way, I'm not coming in today.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I'm supposed to be at work at 10 tomorrow. If I don't hear anything, I'm going to message my boss at 11:30 and say, work's on?
Yeah. Oh, fuck, the office is open today?
Yeah, it's funny. I sent the message at 3:32 p.m. that said, show is still on. At 8:09 p.m., I get a message from Ryan that says, show's on? Question mark.
Jesus.
What the fuck?
This fucking guy.
Fucking jerk off.
Fucking brutal.
I'm going to strangle this kid one of these days. Well, you may not be here anymore. I'm thinking about just making this be his last... I mean, this be the end, right? The last straw.
We can't do that. We got to bring him back for the game at the very least. That can be his grand finale.
All right. I do kind of want to... I want to find out if he's a certified fucking moron. Now, we would like to know that.
Me too.
All right. Okay, number one. Things that 20-something guys do that's annoying to girls.
The number one thing?
I'm going to start with number 20.
Okay.
It's 20 things. And I fall into this category, but I don't see how this is really that annoying to a woman. Number 20, not knowing how to use an iron. This is something I've tried several times in my life. I've tried to have my mom teach me how to use an iron. I just can't do it. I just fucking suck at it. And I don't want to risk destroying my clothes.
Yeah.
What, you know how to use an iron, Andrew?
I do.
All right, well, good. These one, I guess you're not annoying.
It's just one of those things I don't understand how you can screw up. I mean, you'd spray some water on it and move it across your clothes. What's difficult about that?
People end up burning their shit. I've done it before.
If your mind wanders, if you just leave it sitting there, then yeah, that happens. But if you're paying attention, it...
Well, see, one of the first times I ever tried to do it, right off the bat, I have the iron. I'm following the steps, according to my mom, of what I'm supposed to do. I have it all ready. It's in my hand. I have my shirt. I'm starting at the shoulder, I think is where I was starting. Press it down on it. I hear like a... Pull it off, brown fucking burn on my shirt, right out of the gate.
Really?
And that kind of thing discourages you. Mm. It gives you fright if you're using such an appliance.
Absolutely. That was probably a really nice shirt.
It was a nice shirt.
Good enough that you wanted to iron it.
I mean, I was like 18. It was from like American Eagle or some bullshit. But at the time, it was a nice shirt.
Yeah. You'd be in a totally different place now if you kept that shirt not fucking burnt. I want to clarify that I do know how to iron shit. I'm just awful at it.
But you do know how to wield an iron.
Yeah.
All right.
But it sucks. It takes like an hour.
Oh, you don't own one?
No. Like, the only stuff I have that I would use an iron on, I get dry cleaned anyways.
So, stuff for work, you have dry cleaned?
Yeah.
And it's affordable and everything?
It costs more than I'd like, but, I mean, it's kind of necessary, so...
Do you go to a place in Louisville?
Yeah.
Okay, I think the problem here with that thing on the list is that it's not that dudes don't know how to iron, it's that they want chicks to iron stuff for them, okay? And I don't know any dude that ever said, hey, in his 20s, hey, do you mind ironing my shirts for me? That guy sounds like a total fuckhead.
I've never once asked a girl I was dating to iron something.
Right. So whether you know or not is totally not the point. It's whether or not you'd fucking ask somebody to do it for you.
Yeah, I mean, there's many times in my life where I wanted something ironed or pressed or to look nice for an occasion, but I would do, like Andrew said, I would just take it to the fucking cleaners.
Absolutely. I'm the same way.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't see why that would ever annoy a woman. Having it professionally done, I mean, ensures you look good than a lot of women.
It's actually a little bit more mature than fucking ironing it yourself. So I don't know.
Hold on a second. Zach Priest just texted me.
Zach Priest?
Yeah, man. He asked me if we're doing the show tonight. I'm going to tell him, yeah, we're live right now on Ustream.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Might as well let him know.
Hey, Zach.
How's it going?
Well, he's not listening, obviously, or else he'd know we're doing a fucking show.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we'll wait a couple minutes, and then we'll say something.
All right, hold on. Ustream.com. Sorry for slowing things down. All right, now, number 19, I feel pretty good about.
Really?
Because on this one, I'm totally fucking straight. This would never be something that would happen to either me or Zach, AJ, maybe. I still don't think AJ would ever happen. Number 19, staring above your date's head to check the score.
Yeah, no.
No.
Use one of your 7 electronic devices to check the score, but blah, 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 blah. Don't stare at the screen above my head. Yeah, no, something that would never happen.
No.
Would that not be like every bit as rude to pull out your phone and start flipping through web pages to get the score as it would be to just like glance at the TV?
I like in the title how they say date, almost implying that you're on a date. Like maybe it's the first time you've like hung out with a girl or something. And I think any time a guy's much more interested in the pussy than what's happening on in a game.
Yeah.
Unless she's really boring, or maybe it's a girl you're completely not interested in. If there's no possibility of having sex with her, then maybe you would do something like that.
Hey, maybe it's the playoffs, Kevin.
Maybe it's the Mavericks game.
God, yeah.
Okay, number 18.
Mm.
I was going to say I don't fall into this category either, but I know AJ is going to fucking say, give me shit for whatever. Number 18, thinking that every girl ever in the entire universe wants to date you.
Yeah, that's good.
Fuck you, dude.
I've really got nothing to say about that.
Fuck you too, dude.
No, you don't feel that way.
No, I don't.
No.
Plenty of women are completely turned off by me.
Right.
I promise you, but they would still have sex with me. No, that I'm lying about. No, that's not true at all.
He's winking at the audience right now. You can't tell.
I actually, yeah, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
All right. I don't want to talk about that one anymore. Let's just move on. Leaving the toilet seat up. I fucking excel at not doing this.
I'm pretty good at not doing that.
Are you really?
I am.
But that's only because you've been domesticated by a girlfriend.
That is true.
See, this happened to me at a very young age. A girlfriend I had when I was 19 drilled that into my brain. See, a mom can't do that. Your mom telling you to do that won't make it work. As soon as you're on your own, you're not going to do it. It's just a fact.
Yeah, no.
But a girlfriend, someone who has sex with you telling you not to do it, that will sink in.
Here's the thing. Do you do it in your own home even when there's nobody here?
Yes.
I do too.
It's one of those things that I keep practicing by habit so that I don't ever slip up and not do it at a time when I look like, you know, gross or something.
A total fuck stick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even at, you know, I told you my whole ritual about how I go and shit at work, which I did today, and it was the second time in a row someone came in while I was shitting, and I had to do the thing where I lock my phone and click it so that they hear it and they walk out. But even when I'm done shitting there, I pull the fucking seat down.
Nice.
It's just common courtesy.
Again, you'd think that wouldn't be hard to figure out. There's only one, toilet in there. There's no urinal. It's just a toilet and a stall.
Yeah.
I mean, all they would do is walk in, try the door, and be like, oh, shit. Or better yet, just see the door is closed and just automatically assume there's somebody in there. People are fucking dumb. You gotta do shit like that all the time. You gotta make noise.
Oh, you see, I mean, just in general, some of the most inconsiderate asshole practices you can find in a public bathroom. I mean, people are just total and complete fuckheads. And stopping up the toilet happens all the time.
And it's a public bathroom.
Oh my god, do you know how hard it is to stop up a public toilet than your own toilet?
Yeah, that's
do you even hear the sound of a public toilet? It's like...
It's like a 2 gallon flush.
Like, my toilet flush is just like... Whoosh.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, a fucking public toilet.
Yeah,
like, you stop that. You gum that up. You're a major fucking shithead. You missed at least two courtesy flushes that you could have... You could have enacted, and that would have...
Those things are designed to rocket shit down the pipe.
Yeah, exactly. When I come in that bathroom, and it stopped up, I'm just like, I'm going to fucking punch... I'm going to kill someone when that happens.
You know what I hate even worse is when it's not stopped up, but there's a couple nuggets floating in there.
Yeah, that's understandable, because maybe it flushed and a couple like got regurgitated, because that will happen.
They spin around the bowl.
And if anyone's excuse was ever, it was the size of my dump that did it. I just took an enormous dump. No way, dude. No shit could stop one of those toilets. No way. This thing would have to be bigger than an infant.
It's true.
To stop one of those up.
A solid mass, too.
It's the combination of the loaf with excessive TP use is what fucking clogs it up. It's the TP use. That's what does it.
Of course.
Yeah.
What the fuck else? Yeah, it can't be the shit.
What I do at work is when the shit first comes out of my ass. What I do at home is when that happens, I immediately flush it. Like, as soon as it's separated from my butthole, it's going down the drain. Now, at home, I can do that because it's not one of those industrial strength fucking toilets. Where at work, when I do that, I'm not going to hit the flusher because it's going to erupt and spray like particles and vapor up everywhere, the toxic vapor, and that, you know, I don't like that. So I'll let the dump out, and I take a couple of wipes where my asshole is clean enough to stand up, and then I'll stand up for a second, hit the toilet, flush it, let everything clear out, then I'll sit back down, finish wiping my ass, flush it. Works every time.
Yeah.
You don't stop up the toilet, I stay clean. It's good. It's good practice.
Yeah.
Andrew, I had to ask you, because I know you shit at work, and you guys only have one bathroom that you share.
Yeah.
Is it like a normal bathroom like you'd have at home, or is it one of those like whoosh,
no,
like hardcore?
It's definitely like that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Does it have the automatic sensor when you set up to flush the toilet, or do you have to hit the lever?
It doesn't have that. You still need to actually push the lever.
Okay. Zach, what about you?
Shitting at work?
Yeah.
I don't really have a job.
Yeah, but I mean when you worked for the university.
Oh, like I said, I would always go to the administrative building and shit there because they had way nicer
facilities.
Wait,
what administrative building?
Chestnut. It's actually where they do...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
the
health slash administration.
It's a really nice building, actually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would assume they would have nice... Where the career center is and the...
lots of department heads.
Student health and awareness center.
So they have, like, two-ply toilet paper and, like, nice clean stalls, whereas I worked in... the shithole, essentially, of UNT, so that sucked, and I would never use that.
I don't know, I feel like there's a lot of really ancient buildings there. I think there's a lot of shitholes of UNT.
It's true.
There's got to be some fucked toilets around there that you just never want to shit in. What are you, hot, Andrew?
Yeah, dude, can we please turn on the AC?
Yeah, we're going to turn on the AC. We're at 29 minutes anyway, and everybody's sweating profusely, so we're going to take a quick break. We got lots of stuff to get to when we get back. I actually want to continue this conversation. I don't have a game with Ryan, but we have news with AJ coming up right after this. You're listening to The Status Bro Show.
This is Zach the Youngblood Lewis, and you're listening to The Status Bro. We'll be right back.
And we're back on The Status Bro Show, streaming live on Newstream.com. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, joined with my co-host...
Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Our other co-host...
Andrew Blondgren.
I can already tell by the way that you said that that you were modulating.
Yeah, I know. It was a little too much.
I know, right?
I like to think that the big waves are good, but I realize that they're not.
Well, I want to say that next week, everything will be more even. Either we'll be doing it somewhere else, or I have another mic. We'll all have our own mics next week.
Except for Ryan. Oh, wait, he's not going to be here. That's
except
right.
Except for who? Just kidding.
Our wonderful producer, Ryan Scharfenberg.
We were talking about bathrooms, though. Ooh, hold on. I got to close this door real quick. Hold on 2 seconds, guys.
Bedroom door?
Yeah.
You think the show with Mark Ruffalo looks cool? Or is it Mark
Clive Owen?
No, Clive Owen.
I actually do think the show looks cool.
Oh, Nick?
Yeah,
the show looks a little bit cool.
It's all right.
I'm pissed it's on Cinemax. Steven Soderbergh.
I had to take a dump, though, during the break. And, well, you know, because we were talking about pooping before. And it was one of those poops where everyone has this. I'm pretty sure everyone poops. Yeah, but you ever have one of those things where maybe it's from anxiety or maybe it's from your diet? I don't know, where it just comes on really suddenly, where, like, you instantly have to poop. But you know when you sit down, it's going to be mostly, like, the liquid. Like, it's almost like water.
Yeah, I fucking hate that.
Those are typically the insta-poops. That's why they call them the runs.
It feels almost... I thought it was funny because I was trying to think of, a way to describe the consistency, and I remember that time that John said, my cum is really viscose. It's like soup. And Zach goes, what kind of soup? And he's like, tomato soup. I felt that way almost about that one. It was kind of like vegetable beef soup. Once you mix it up and it's watery, but there's still bits in it. Like that's kind of how it felt.
That was how bad it was when I had food poisoning. It got to the point where I was sitting on the toilet like, God, just no more, please.
Did you ever have ones when that happened though, where it was liquid coming out, but it really burned your asshole?
I have had that before, and usually it's food that's not even that spicy. Like I'll eat some jalapenos.
Yeah.
You know. It's a much hotter going out than coming in.
And it's like the blood from Alien, you know, a couple of drops that burn through you.
I think it's even happened with the Flamin' Hot Cheetos before, which, I mean, they are not spicy, but when they come out, they, you know.
It's weird that you mentioned that concerning chips, because chili cheese Fritos will do that to me sometime.
Yeah.
And I love those chips.
Yeah, those are fucking awesome.
Those are great chips.
Yeah. Those in the... barbecue honey twists.
Oh, dude, those are the best because they last forever. Good. You get like a grocery bag full.
Yeah.
I mean, really, one small bag from the gas station, those will last. The flavor twists.
Yep.
Yeah, Fritos flavor
twists. There's a fuckload of those in every bag.
Dude, I could go on forever. We could have a whole show almost discussing about favorite chips because there's so many good ones.
I can't believe you guys like those flavor twists. I think those are gross as fuck.
Really?
Yeah.
The honey barbecue flavor twists?
You're fucking around.
No, I'm not.
Really?
Honey does not belong anywhere near chips. They should be savory.
Yeah, but
it tastes like garbage.
But they can be sweet and savory, I think.
No.
I think there's lots of flavors that you wouldn't think would go well with chips that end up working, like salt and vinegar.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's still very savory. That's very salty. That
true.
That's not sweet in any
That's
sense.
Almost savory on savory.
Yeah.
That's a good point, I guess.
Maybe you're right.
You know what I hate is when chips try to make... maybe a lot of people like this. I know over in the UK they fucking love it, but chips that taste like food...
Yeah, I've never had one of those. It was really good.
I never had one where it actually tasted like the food. Oh, wait, I have. I lied. I don't know if you guys know of the Doritos Jacked.
Yeah.
They're like the really extreme flavor, and they're really thick and crispy.
And they cost like a buck more, yeah.
And they cost like a buck more. I had the spicy buffalo with ranch. It's like what they're labeled as.
Yeah.
And it actually kind of tasted like spicy buffalo with ranch.
Really?
Yeah, I was impressed.
We should try those sometime.
And the chips are so thick that I swear one bag lasts you a week. I don't know if you hit or finish them. Because
nice.
You get tired of them so fast. You know that feeling when you've eaten enough chips that you're like, I've had enough chips? And that's a terrible feeling. Getting full on chips really is a terrible feeling. But we've all been there.
Yeah, dude. When I did that fucking Doritos commercial, I ate a bag and a half of family-sized Doritos. I was fucking miserable.
Were they nacho cheese?
Yeah, of course.
They were all nacho cheese?
Classic. Spit them out in between takes so that that doesn't happen?
That's not how it worked.
Yeah, apparently not on this set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they were like, you swallow those bits. Because I started doing that, and they were like, that looks fake as shit.
I never saw y'all's Doritos commercial.
Never? Yeah, I'm sure you did. It was just phenomenally forgettable.
Have you had Doritos since then?
A couple of times.
Yeah.
It'd always be like, somebody would be like, hey, you want some chips? And I'll hold a bag of Doritos. I'm like, no, I'm good. They're like, come on.
It's just not the same.
Sure, but yeah, they taste like shit now.
But before that ever happened, what was your Doritos of choice? The nacho cheese or like Cool Ranch?
Nacho cheese.
See, I kind of go back and forth.
I've never had the jacked kind, though. Those sound pretty good. Hey. Now, sorry, I'm distracted. Jacked.
Yeah, that's why I need to have the TV off during that.
There's ass and tits. I'm sorry. I couldn't resist. Titties,
I don't even know what this is that's on right now.
Yeah, so you're watching too.
It's actually a British show. Oh, wow. That's
Straight Back. That's like a Cinemax exclusive show.
This is from awesome.
BBC. They got good TV over in England. Our TV sucks.
No, our TV's pretty awesome.
That chick has great cans.
Yeah. Guys.
You want me to turn it off?
No. Just shut the fuck up about it. I'm talking about Doritos, and you're talking about tits on the TV.
I hope every single one of those girls gets naked. Not that guy, though.
It's hard to resist. Right. Here, I'll lean back like this so I can't see it.
Good God. Should we go back to my...
I'm sorry. I'm a...
Should we go to my list of annoying things, the 20-somethings?
Why not? Sure.
The next one I thought would be interesting. Actually, before I want to go into this, because it relates to Tinder, this particular one, number 16, because we already did number 17, leaving the seat up, and we're all pretty good about that. I don't know. Maybe Andrew does it.
No, actually, I always put not just the seat, but the, like,
the lid down as well.
Because, yeah, I know... Want to take a shit? Got to do it, otherwise shit's gonna get on my toothbrush.
Did you ever go back for seconds with that Tinder chick?
No, I did not.
You didn't?
No.
Did she message you since?
We kind of back and forth for a couple days, but it was always me sending her something, and she's pretty sharp. I'm pretty sure she realized I was just doing it to get over my guilty conscience. So
because she sent you the one that was like, I thought it was more than just sex.
Yeah. Very passive aggressive comment there, and I.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Speaking of broads. I still feel bad about last week. Apparently, the thing I said out of... said completely in the moment, out of anger, something that was acidic?
Caustic.
Faggot.
Caustic is the word you're looking for.
When I went off a little bit on John's girlfriend.
What, last week?
Yeah.
I think you did that 2 weeks ago.
No, that was last week,
that was definitely
man.
Last week.
Really?
Yeah. John called in basically doing a Scarface joke, saying that he never liked, banana. And then I said, fuck you, dude. I don't like your girlfriend. I think she sucks and all this stuff. But that was completely ridiculous. There was absolutely no validity to any of that. Not at all. And I've been wanting to actually talk to her so that maybe I could apologize on FaceTime or over the phone or something, but I can't get a hold of him. And I feel kind of bad about it. Because apparently she was real hurt by that. But you got to understand, maybe she just shouldn't watch the show anymore. Because you got to understand, that kind of stuff's going to happen. We're going to spout out stuff that
Kevin's going to say all sorts of stuff that's not true.
No. So you're saying you've told 100% truth about everything ever on the show?
I actually have been pretty honest about everything on the show, yeah.
Pretty honest. All right. You know, if you're going to call my dedication a question, why don't we talk about the one Tinder chick? You still want to skirt over it? Because I will.
Yeah, we can skirt over that one.
All right. I just wanted to clear the air with John and his girlfriend. We'll forget about Andrew's thing. But anyway, number 16... had to do with Tinder, so that's why I brought it in. Zach, you look like you're wanting to say something here.
Yeah, look, I gotta be honest here. I'm a simple dude. I'm a man of simple tastes.
All right.
Can I please turn the TV off?
What, is distracting you?
Dude, there's this chick with... Yeah.
All right, I'm doing it. Hold on. I'm doing it. Xbox, turn it off.
I can't do it.
It was actually very distracting to me.
Yeah,
this show looks pretty fucking cool.
I looked over, and he kept looking over, and I was like, I cannot... Stay focused on what's going on when there's a naked
people recommend TV shows to me all the time. I've never heard a single fucking person talk about Strike Back.
Yeah, no, right now it's awesome.
Yeah, apparently it's awesome because the show is entertaining enough.
No, the show's super entertaining. The one thing that makes the show better is being able to look at a naked chick, right?
I guess. I got stand up. I'm sick.
On the card at the beginning, it also said graphic violence. Sure. That's pretty swell.
Yeah, for understand, for a brief violence. Shining moment, Andrew and I here were living the dream.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You guys are really into that shit.
You had to ruin it with this fucking radio show.
I know, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to interrupt, all right?
Oh, man.
So, Andrew,
it's distracting.
Have you had any other Tinder prospects since this last one?
You know, this last weekend, there was some broad who I mentioned like a month and a half ago. I went out with once, and it went pretty well, and, you know, made out at the end of the date and everything. But she's got a kid, and she's in school, and she's got a full-time job. And, like, every single time since then, I made plans to hang out with her. Always gets canceled because something to do with her fucking school, her kid, or her job. And like last
week. Oh, wait. You've talked about this one before.
Yeah.
You're going back to this one.
I was going to try and go back to that one.
She must be really hot.
In this case, I had actually told her, like, up front, like, I'm not going to be a dad to your kids. Like, I'm not going to have a relationship.
And I believe Andrew when he says he did that. I believe he actually did.
And she told me she was cool with it. So I figured, okay, no matter what happens, I don't need to feel bad about this. So Friday night, I cleared my schedule, and she called and says, hey, I'm sorry, but I got to pick up my kids at 11. So do you want to go have a quick drink, or do you just want to wait till tomorrow? I was like, let's wait till tomorrow. And then she says, I got into a car accident. I can't do it tonight. So I wasted that whole weekend, basically.
Yeah.
Now, no, the thing that's piquing my curiosity now is I want to wonder if he had actually said, let's go for a quick drink, if that would have happened. Kind of makes you wonder, right?
I actually suggested, you know, rather than worrying about a bar, you know, you want to just come by my place, we can sit on the patio, I've got a bottle of gin. And she turned that down.
Or you can sit in the bedroom, there's that.
If I was ever trying to appetize a woman with alcoholic beverages, gin would be the last thing on my list. I could think of any other liquor or beer that would sound better, or wine.
I think I told her I have Sprites and vodka.
Why wouldn't you say, like, I have a nice bottle of Pinot Grigio chilling in the fridge?
I did have a nice bottle of Pinot Grigio.
Yeah, but you could go get a bottle of Pinot Grigio.
I'm not gay.
5 seconds. But you should have stuff that women might want to drink. Why do you have gin anyway? What do you drink gin with?
I don't know. I usually never drink it, but just a couple weeks ago, I had a fucking craving for gin. But I couldn't finish the bottle. So
what about gin? Like gin and tonic or gin neat? What?
I really wanted a gin and tonic for some reason. And then I had one, and I was like, wow, that actually wasn't that good. But, I mean, I had all this tonic water and these limes.
I actually drank gin and tonics with diet tonic at one point when I was on the Atkins diet.
They make diet tonic water?
They do. It's pretty good.
You were on a diet?
Yeah, I know it. I know it sounds retarded, all right?
The irony didn't...
I'm extremely paranoid all the time that I'm
gonna
losing...
Fade away?
When you go to the doctor, does he tell you, man, you dangerously, you know, overweight, you really need to drop something?
No, they almost always tell me that I should probably gain a few lbs.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
In fact, I think last time they were like, how much do you weigh? I was like, yeah, like 170. And then I got on a scale and they're like, dude, you are way, way underneath. I'm like, you're not even close. I think I was like 153 or some shit.
He says this with almost a sense of pride. Like, yeah, I only weigh 100.
No, I put on a couple of lbs.
I'd be proud of that.
And I'm proud of that.
Why don't you be proud of that? He just never eats. It's not like he goes to the gym and he's got this lean
physique. Well, clearly, I can't fucking do that.
Yesterday, I ate payway and pizza.
And now you won't eat anything for like 3 days.
No, I'm going to go to Kraft tonight and we're going to eat.
What have you eaten today?
Ooh, let me think, because, hold on. I mean, I did eat today, smart ass. Ooh, oh man, I was in a huge hurry today, because I was running late for work, so...
you didn't eat anything.
No, I went through Chick-fil-A, and what I was going to get is an 8-count chicken nuggets. So that's it, that's all I wanted, was just an 8-count chicken nuggets. I'll eat that, like, for breakfast. And I ordered my 8-count chicken nuggets, and then I get to the stoplight, because I'm on my way to work, and I open the bag, and I got the wrong bag of food. And I was shocked, because Chick-fil-A never fucks up stuff like that.
Right.
Chick-fil-A is always really precise. I mean, when was the last time you got the wrong thing at Chick-fil-A?
Never.
I know.
But I gotta be honest, you probably came out on top, because I don't think anybody's ever ordered just an 8-piece.
Right.
You got more food than you ordered,
look,
right?
I opened my bag, and what I had was a... spicy chicken biscuit.
Oh.
A bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
Really?
And a hash browns.
I didn't even know they did
like a
bacon,
box
egg,
of hash
cheese.
Browns. Yeah, I didn't either.
Wow. You thought they were exclusively chicken.
So I didn't really want all the biscuit because I just wanted the chicken. So I took the bottom part of the biscuit off and just ate the top part with the chicken.
Yeah.
And then
that's good, man. Save those carbs.
Because I knew I was going to have to throw it in the garbage, I took a bite out of the bacon, egg, and cheese just to see how it was.
Right.
It was fantastic.
And then you threw it in the garbage.
Yes. And also because I wanted to taste it before I threw it away, I tasted the hash browns either. I ate one or two of those. Delicious. Threw them in the trash.
Because I'm sure nobody who works at where you work would have eaten that.
No, look, it's... okay, for the first time ever, I forgot to set my alarm last night. Like, I never do that. So I woke up and looked, and my alarm was at 9:30, and I have to be at work at 10. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm in a hurry. I have to get like throw everything together in time.
Still in time to go through the drive-thru.
So I texted the guy who comes in, who's there waiting, and I said, hey, man, sorry, I'm going to be late. But yeah, I said, I mean, I have to get some food. In my head, I'm thinking. And I was still only 5 minutes late. The guy only had to wait 5 minutes for me. But... I had this extra food, and I was thinking, I can give it to these guys, but that doesn't make sense if I say, hey, I'm running late, and then I come in and I have food from Chick-fil-A.
Yeah,
obviously,
right.
It looks like
you're fucked.
Yeah, there's nothing I could do except throw it away.
I don't know. I got to be honest. If I was the guy waiting, if I had to wait 5 minutes,
and I showed up with a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit?
I'd be like, all right.
Which is what I would have given. I would have said, here's a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit and hash browns.
I'd have been okay with that.
I can say if one of my employees showed up like 40 minutes late and brought donuts or something,
you'd
be
still
fucking,
be like, fuck
I'd be
you.
Furious, yeah. I'd run them up.
Well, 40 minutes is a little different from 5.
True. I'm still close enough to where I was only 5 minutes late.
Yeah. You call ahead, hey, I'm going to be late. You show up 5 minutes late with breakfast for free. Dude, I'd be okay with that.
But the nuggets are great driving food because I would have eaten them on the way, even in that short amount of time, because I just pop the top of the nuggets and I can drive and bite-sized nugget all my way, all the way to work.
So you don't eat them with the dipping sauce? You just eat the nugget?
No, I don't like Chick-fil-A. I think Chick-fil-A chicken is so good. I never use dipping sauces because I just like their chicken.
That's just weird.
I think it tastes so good.
Their barbecue sauce is delicious as well.
I know this is going to make me sound like a piece of shit, but... Kevin, if you and I ever work together in a professional capacity, and you have food, and before you get to the office, you think, oh, Zach will be offended by this, I better throw it away.
No.
Just give it to me.
No, if it was you, I would come clean. Yeah. I promise. Because, you know, we know
please
each
don't
other.
Do that.
We're on a different kind of page.
Yeah, I was going to give you breakfast, but decided to trash it instead.
All right, continuing. I'm only going to go on this for maybe 3 or 4 minutes because we've got to get to Andrew's news. But continuing the list of 20 or whatever the fuck. Was it 20? Yeah, obnoxious 20. Things that people in their 20s do.
Yeah.
Leaving the seat up, we covered. We're all good there. Number 16, including the three following photos in order on your Tinder. I was shocked that one of them related specifically to Tinder, but I like that. Number 1, you and your fam. How holistic, except your tagline says, world-renowned poontang slayer 2011. You're not fooling anyone above a 6. Still, I have to say, I don't have anything gay that says I'm a poontang slayer. I don't think anyone on Tinder would actually put that. That's
dude, have you seen some of those pictures I sent you that girl sent me?
Yeah, but those are like unbelievable ass wipes. But I do actually have in my collection, one of them is with my family.
I don't think having one picture with your family is...
I only picked it because I thought it was a good picture of me, not because like I wanted to be like, hey, look, I'm a family guy.
You could have cropped your family out of the picture.
I guess. Number 2, you and your cute dog. I could see where guys would use a dog picture to try to lure in some poo and be like, hey, look, I'm with the...
That's actually a good tactical choice. If I had a dog, I would absolutely do that.
Yeah, I mean, because chicks so many times put in, like, must-love dogs.
But you're going to get a lot of those broads who are going to be like, I have 4 furry children... Must love dogs. Like,
those are the girls
who I don't really...
No, people who refer to their animals as children are an instant swipe left.
Yeah. No, my roommate's first picture on there is... And it's funny, like, the night he set up his Tinder account, he didn't tell me he was setting it up. I just mentioned it, and on Facebook, up popped a new picture of him and his dog, and I was like... I texted him, I was like, did you set up a Tinder account? He's like, how'd you know? I was like, because why the fuck else would you post a picture of you and your dog? Like, Jesus Christ.
I like that. That's
I told him he should name his dog.
He totally falls into that category.
Wingman or some shit. And he was like, no, that's stupid. I was like, you know you only got that dog to try to get pussy. He's
call
like,
that's him,
not true. I was like, shut the fuck up.
Call him, what's the name of the fucking guy? I can't think of his name. Anthony Edwards in Top Gun.
Goose?
Yes, call your dog Goose or something because he's your wingman, yes.
That would be hilarious.
Number 3, we all are clear on this one. You at the beach with your muscles. I'm sure as fuck never posting any pictures of me shirtless.
No.
So. Now, number...
I have a picture of me shirtless, but it's mainly for comedic value, so no, I've never put that on there.
I want to do one more, just because this one really annoyed me. Mm. Number 15. And remember, this list is created by broads.
Right.
Number 15. Catching a girl's eye and then not asking for her number. This is such bullshit,
that's
man.
That's bullshit.
A girl could stare at you because you got a fucking booger hanging out of your nose. You never know what's really an invitation for something like that.
Absolutely.
Fuck no.
You could, I mean, by that logic of a girl saying that, you could misconstrue that so many times where you ended up really embarrassing yourself. And girls get an excuse on this because they don't ever do that. So they don't have to embarrass themselves so they can make a broad statement.
Yep.
And I find that really obnoxious.
Yeah,
it's stupid.
You're telling me... That's whoever wrote that is basically opening themselves up to saying, okay, any dude that's ever matched eyes with me in public anywhere,
yeah,
I want to bang.
You know how many times a girl like gave what I thought was a flirty glance and I went and talked to her? Never. 100% of the time I didn't. Because even though I may have thought, like, ooh, that girl, like, you know, she thinks I'm hot or whatever, I still would never do it because the possibility for failure is enormous.
Yeah.
It's astronomical.
Tinder is such a fucking godsend, dude. I mean, yeah. It's agonizing.
Is it a godsend or is it the biggest jerk-off of all time? I have to say, judging my success rate, it's great. I mean, as far as Andrew's concerned.
Been on a lot of dates, yeah.
Okay, but you probably spent a lot of money.
Not really.
How many times you had to go on a date, though, and didn't get pussy?
Well, I mean, obviously, I mean, if you judge it by that metric, then...
Yeah, but you also have a job where you make some money.
The way I think about it is that, yeah, I go to a lot of these places, and I always try to make it a rule to go to a place I haven't been before. At the very least, then, I get to see, like, some new part of the city that I haven't before, and, you know, enjoy the setting with somebody rather than by myself, and that's worth it. So.
Well, I will say, starting out and trying out Tinder, that was something I did enjoy. I went to some cool new places that I'd never been to. It's just when I got the bill, I was like, motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate that's not usually on my mind. Although I will say, when I ate at Common Table and they brought me Me and another person, like, with an appetizer and dinner, was like, the bill was over $100. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
But
and that's a, that's a big, I mean, that's a big hit. It really is, yeah, for anyone.
I mean, the food was fantastic.
For girls to assume that you can just go out for a meal like this and it's casual, I mean, they just have no idea what anything costs, I feel like, if you think that that's something that's normal and acceptable.
Yeah.
How do they not feel on some level that they're taking advantage of you, I wonder? Because men do not...
I make it a point to mention, like, you know, I've got it this time, so...
But men do not take advantage of these kinds of things the way women do. Not at all. Not by a long shot.
Did you bang off that $100 bill?
Yeah.
That actually was one of the girls I banged, yeah.
Oh, okay. Right. I was going to say, if you didn't, then she totally fucked you on that.
But it wasn't right after that. But,
the possibility is still equal that he would have ended up not getting laid. It really is. It was just a gamble. It's a Russian roulette.
But it was good food, and I got to eat it in a place I hadn't been before, so...
True.
I wouldn't say that's worth $100, but it wasn't complete wash.
Was the ass worth $100?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
You felt vindicated in your spending after you landed the tail.
If you're asking that to sit there and be like, man, that was definitely worth the money I spent to make this happen, no, that thought never occurred.
Okay, well, that's what I'm wondering. Like, after you got laid, you're like, it was worth it. It's cool. Or are you still like, fuck, I'm out like $100?
That thought did not cross my mind, no.
The I'm out $100 thought did not cross your mind?
No.
Okay, well, then he's okay.
Does that happen to you?
But, I mean, I work for fucking peanuts.
I'm thinking, has that actually happened to you? Like, after you get laid, you sit there and think, okay, how much should I invest to make this happen?
No, not really. Maybe, I don't know. I'm a cynical guy.
Like, I don't think it's like immediately after when you're lying in bed. I think it's like
you're a young man,
next couple of days.
I mean, you got a budget, but...
That's true, man. I work for fucking peanuts. I have to work unbelievable hours to make the money I do, and it's not great money.
And this is... I mean, I'm in a fortunate spot, but I don't think it's really, like, socially unacceptable to go Dutch with a girl on a first date.
See, I do. I feel like being a gentleman, that is completely unacceptable. But... in almost any situation where I ended up footing the whole bill, the girl always offered. But I wonder, should I have done that? Should I have taken up that offer? Or would she have thought less of me for doing that? She would have, right?
Did you... out of the majority of those times, did you end up banging?
No.
Oh, well...
But I haven't gone on a lot of Tinder dates.
Maybe you should have taken her up
on only met 3 girls ever from Tinder.
Hmm.
So...
I don't know, man. It's a sticky wicket.
It is a sticky wicket, man. Because you haven't been on the market in a long time.
Not at all.
I think a compromise might be don't go to, like, the nicest fucking bar you can find.
Yeah, but you
like,
see, the thing is, the girls always suggest the place.
Of course.
In their area.
Really, that's how you do it? I always try and suggest the place. Like, that's what you do. You're the dude. Like, you tell them where you want to go.
No, I always do that. I suggest a bar or a place or whatever. But in one of the circumstances, when I was living in Denton, and this girl lived in Uptown, I don't know a place in Uptown to suggest. And she kind of just volunteered a place to suggest, and I'd never been there. And when I arrived, I was like, holy shit, this
is
really
is
expensive.
Uptown you can go that's not going to be
right.
expensive.
I mean,
it was a Kung Fu Saloon. That place is fucking awesome.
No, we're talking a couple.
Was it Ginger Man?
No.
That place was swell.
Dude, Ginger Man's not that expensive. I've been there a couple of times. The place I ended up going was way worse. I mean, we're talking a couple of drinks between me and a girl. My tab was like $47.
Jesus.
You want to give it a plug?
It was called St. Anne's.
St. Anne's.
St. Anne's in Uptown.
Well, I don't know where I'm probably not going.
I will say, the price sucks, but for an Uptown environment, it was a really cool place.
Oh.
I would say I really enjoyed everything about it, except the fucking bill. But, I mean, the drinks they made me weren't anything special. I literally was drinking Miller Lite out of a bottle.
Yeah.
So... You know, and I'm paying $9 for those. It's
you're kinda... absolutely paying for the setting in Uptown.
Yeah, you are. Now, we got about 8 minutes left. Why don't we segue into Andrew's news?
All right, I got a couple. So let's see what you guys think of these. By the way, if this becomes a regular thing, I do want a song.
All right.
Okay, my first story for this evening is about
song.
A...
Look at this guy.
A new British documentary.
Fucking Brian Williams over here.
A new British documentary.
Yes, and I've just got some bullet points here, so tell me when you all get sick of this.
I'm
the
sick
documentary
of it.
Is... The documentary is telling the tale of a Margaret, blah, blah, an animal researcher who took her NASA-funded project a bit too far when she explored a different kind of experimentation. She developed a sexual relationship with Peter, who wasn't a co-worker, but an actual dolphin. Margaret was trying to teach the sea creature how to speak English, but it seems the language of love came much more naturally. Apparently, Peter.
How well do you know the story, Andrew, because I'm already ready to interject. Did she fuck the dolphin?
It doesn't actually go into that. I scrolled through like 4 web pages.
Dolphins will fuck people. That's what I really want to know.
I don't think it would be a documentary if she hadn't fucked the dolphin.
I want to know if she took a dolphin bone.
Unfortunately,
I would think our listeners are wondering that as well. But I'll give you this. You didn't have a lot of time to vet these stories, so go ahead.
What can I mean?
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there's really nothing else interesting in here. So let's move on to the next one.
All right. The lady fall in love with the dolphin is interesting for sure, but we all want to know about the fucking.
Yeah, I'm going to blame the reporter on this one.
Yeah, I would too. I mean, any reporter worth their salt would want to know if she took a dolphin dick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, well, our next story comes from the land of the rising sun. Turns out that this week, Japan on Wednesday, fell into line with other major developed countries and made the possession of child pornography illegal.
This week?
Yes. But the sometimes graphic images of pedophilia in manga comic books remain legal.
Thank God.
Turns out the upper house of parliament voted overwhelmingly revising laws under which only the production and distribution of child pornography had been banned.
Does that mean in a comic book you could have a kid getting fucked and it's still on the level?
Yeah, it's fucked up.
That is very odd.
I think, what?
That's very odd.
Oh, they said it's very hot.
No.
Yeah, no.
No, not hot.
Yeah, no, I read somewhere a while back that Japan is supposed to be like the worldwide hub for child pornography, so it's probably good that they're doing that, but I don't know what it's really going to change.
Am I the only one who's not surprised by this?
Somehow, no.
I feel like every time I bring up any porn site, there's always at least two or three videos on the front page of, like, you know, girl gets fucked by three demons or something like that, and it's an anime thing.
He's right.
What the fuck?
Or you see, like, Marge Simpson getting slammed by Apu and Mr. Creepy. Burns or something. I'm like, why the fuck would I want to see that?
Yeah, somebody who's watching The Simpsons like, man, it'd be real hot if, you know,
Lois Griffin getting Burns plowed by Lisa. Brian and Peter, and I'm like, I'm not into that.
Yep. Anyway, so yeah, now if you have child pornography in Japan, face 1 year of prison.
1 year prison.
Okay. From England. United Kingdom has banned the teaching of creationism as scientifically valid in all schools receiving public funding. Which I thought was, that was...
Hold on, read it again, sorry I got distracted.
United Kingdom has banned the teaching of creationism as scientifically valid in all schools receiving public funding.
Well, that's just fucking retarded.
Wait, so creationism is now out? You can't
now
teach
you,
it?
You can't teach it in England anymore.
Oh, okay.
I mean, why would that just now be happening?
You realize that, like, in Kansas, they still teach that, correct?
Do they really?
Yes.
Well, I mean, Bible Belt's kind of different.
Exactly.
But I still find that extraordinary. I don't ever remember being taught that in school.
Never.
No, I think Texas, Rick Perry is smarter than a lot of people give him credit for, so yeah, they don't really do that.
Something Andrew and I actually agree on, so.
Yeah. Anyways, so, all right, one more.
All right.
Student Richard Sagehorn was suspended from high school for 7 weeks. On Twitter, a user asked if he had ever made out with a 28-year-old teacher, and his response was, actually, yeah. Kicked out of school, he sued the school for conduct construed threatening to his character. Anyways, not great. I'm sorry, but you know, you see,
am
you
I the only one though who? First of all, I think Andrew did a fine job with news from that. I think I may go ahead and. Do you want to pass the buck?
Yeah,
I think so.
Are you kidding me? I love passing the buck.
I accept it. You want to do news from now on?
Sure, I'll do news.
All right, I like cool. that. Yeah. I thought you did okay.
But I want a fucking song.
Yeah, right. I'll give you a fucking song.
Yeah,
especially if we start doing it at work.
Eight
I'll let
weeks
it.
Ago.
Will you get the acoustic guitar and write me one so I can have a song like Taint?
No, just be douche. No. Oh, wait, what was the one?
I've got the news wrapped up in a paper bag.
I forgot about that. That was pretty sweet. Speaking of Lex and Theory, if we, well, I guess it doesn't matter. I can go ahead and say that if we do end up doing our show at work, we'll be in one of their old studios.
Really?
The studio where they used to broadcast.
That's kind of cool.
That's not giving away where I work by any means, because Lex and Theory have floated around to a lot of places over the years, so.
And they actually still tape here in Dallas?
Yes, they do.
I know Lex, I believe. No, Terry lives in Seattle now, I think. So who actually comes into the studio? Is it just Dee and Lex and Sarah?
I think you're wrong about that. I think they're all back together again.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That'd be good. It was lame having them fucking Skype.
Yeah, they were separated for a long time due to personal issues. I think they dialed, who is it? Who went away? It was, I thought Terry.
Terry moved away.
Yeah, Terry was dialed into ISDN, but I think they're all back together.
Cool.
They got Dee and Sarah and yeah, all that.
Hey, you said one of your amigos knows Sarah real well. Can we try and get her on the show?
I would actually love to have her on the show. I think we could get her on the show.
All right, well, we should definitely try to make that happen.
Who?
She was a, how did she even end up on Lex and Terry? They did like an audition type thing.
Yeah, they had like 20-odd girls and she won their competition. But yeah, very, very cute girl. Actually not terrible on the radio. She's much better now than she was like 3 years ago, but... I think it would be cool to have her, you know, give the rub to an up-and-coming program like ours. Yeah, I knew you were going to chuckle at that.
Of course.
Let's show some maturity here, Zach.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Man, I hate to say
it. Hey, no, I'm sure she's a lot better than when she started on the radio, just like you.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, what are you guys getting to fight right now? What happened?
Actually, I don't know. Was that even intended?
I was trying to pull something up, but what happened?
I was trying to say it earlier, but I didn't come up with it fast
what?
Enough.
What are you saying?
I am quick enough. Cock boy!
Okay, that was nice Harold and Kumar. Reference. Damn it!
You're welcome.
Sorry, Andrew made a joke, I laughed, and then he called me mature for laughing at his joke.
What
that's
what
happened.
What was the joke? I was trying to think. Look, Ryan Dane, our friend, actually sent me a good article that I wanted to read. Now I can't fucking find it. I thought I had it all pulled up and ready to go. So now I don't.
We got like two
I know. I had a perfect amount of time to do it, and then I can't. I hate when technology fails me. I hate that.
You want to tell us what it was?
No. Because frankly, I don't really remember right now. I got a lot of stuff going on in my head. I was taking a dump in there, and I thought this is something good that I want to bring up in the next half. And now I lost it. So, Ryan, if you're listening or watching or you hear us on the replay, I promise I'll get to you next week, my man. Zach, please continue. We got a minute left. Tell me what AJ did that was douchey.
Oh, he said Sarah from the Lex and Terry show is hot and that he would think it was cool if she came on the show and gave us the rub or something like that. And I laughed. Yeah. He said, I knew you were going to chuckle. Why don't you try being more mature? I don't understand. I'm the asshole in that situation.
I think he was being a smartass, though.
Oh, well, I'm sure he was. This guy cracks wise all the goddamn
but
time.
But give us the rub. I don't get it. Is that like a term? Like, give us the rent? Like,
yeah, it's like, you know, if you're an older seasoned veteran of a profession and you deign to, you know, say a younger professional's name on the air or something like that, then you gave them the rub. You endorsed them by saying, you know what? I know who this dude is.
Well, see, I actually did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
All right.
Today I learned.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, you know, we got about 30 seconds left. I think I'm going to go ahead and call it.
Yeah.
Ryan, if you're watching, I'm calling you out, motherfucker. Yeah. Because we are, in fact, here doing a show. Dude, I can't believe you fucking sent me a message, dude. Show's on.
Fucking 20 minutes after.
Anywhere he is on Earth, through his phone or his computer, could have got on Ustream and saw that we were live. Plus, I responded and told him yes, and still nothing.
Maybe he's watching now. Some demands of your time. He might have had to do something else.
No, I'm not talking about Daner.
No,
I'm talking about Scharfenberg.
Oh, okay.
No. I'm saying that he messaged me asking if the show is still on, where he could have dialed into Ustream and seen that we were doing it. And still, I told him that we were doing it, and nothing. You know what? That kind of pisses me off. But we'll let it slide for this week. What do you think, Zach?
I don't know if let it slide is appropriate, but yeah.
Do we let him back next week?
Of course.
All right. Well, Ryan, we'll let you back next week to come in and explain yourself. What are we talking about? You can't explain shit.
I agree. I mean, you didn't fucking call us and say anything.
I could give the guy the entire hour and he couldn't explain how to boil a fucking egg. No, I think he's going to be able to come in here and explain why he wasn't here. All right. Well, that's pretty much all I got. I am your host, Kevin Ebeling, joined with...
Zach Youngblood Lewis.
And...
Give us the rub, Internet.
We got lots of stuff to get to next week. Thank you for listening to The Status Bureau Show.